Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Job Interview. This file will take you along for a job interview at Nimja Incorporated. Apparently, there's some confusion about what the job interview actually contains, and that's all right. You may or may not remember the following. Well, I guess that is to be expected of many departments of Nimja Incorporated. I am sure that their interview department is no different. I wonder where you would end up first. Well, of course, I do know. But it might help for me to sketch a rough outline to allow you to know where you would end up, so to speak. See, the way hiring works at Nimja Incorporated is spread over several methods. There can be active pursuit of subjects willing to participate in various experiments. There's the many jobs that assistants and others serve. And of course, well, let's not go there just yet. Just know that a lot of business of various kinds goes on at Nimja Incorporated, and I'm sure we can find a place for you. But to do so, we'll have to figure out where you would fit the best. Now, I realize that you aren't really prepared for this. And that's okay. We want to see you as you are. Notice how you respond to certain stimuli, both nice and perhaps some naughty. But I'm getting ahead of myself because I have no idea what would fit with you. So close your eyes for a moment and let me tell you where you'd be. The offices of Nimja Incorporated tend to be very light and clean. They're not as boring or as overly stylized as some places. Splashes of colors, spirals, plants, various screens with wonderfully moving visuals that do draw some attention away from the people who walk around. And is that a subliminal word you might notice in the corner of your... Well, maybe not. It went away before you could really see what it was anyway. But just imagine walking into the front doors and talking to the receptionist, who will of course happily look up your appointment in the computer and tell you to stay in the waiting room for just a little bit. It won't be long at all. And walking through those frosted glass doors into a very lovely lounge, where fluffy, comfy sofas and even more screens with various visuals dot the walls. There's even some refreshments on the table in the center, and some nice cool water can be retrieved from a machine on the other wall. And while you get comfortable and let yourself relax to the soft music that drones in the background, pleasantly distracting, not in any way annoying. No, it's actually kind of nice here. There's a nice atmosphere, and you notice that there's some green here and there, some very wonderful plants, actually. You wonder if they're real, and you realize they probably are. The air is fresh and welcoming. The atmosphere, just so. You don't know exactly how long you were waiting there, but before you in any way got bored, you already were retrieved. A friendly smile and a firm handshake welcomed you in, talking about this and that, curious about why you want to work at Nimja Incorporated. What kind of things you've heard about us, what products you may have already used before, and of course, if there were any parts in particular in our business that attract you the most. The whole conversation appeared to flow very natural. It's just so easy to talk and so light to be invited here like this. The actual interview room didn't really look like an office at all. It was just a nice place to hang out. An image of a fireplace on the wall was animated, betraying the screen qualities behind. And more comfy sofas allowed you and the interviewer to sit and just casually talk to each other. Of course, Yor explained that everyone here prefers to just relax, to take life and all the responsibilities one step at a time, and that it's completely natural to let your mind wander sometimes. Maybe the fire has some very interesting properties, like different colors hidden between the frames or the flames, or something is slightly strange about them, but also fascinating and kind of beautiful in a way. You only just noticed that the sound of fire was also playing in the background, that soft, wonderful crackling. And there's a strange distortion to it as well. Although you suddenly realize that you had been skipping out on some of the questions of the interviewer, or maybe you've been answering without even thinking. Either way, he seemed to be pleased with your progress. And the more you listen, the more pleased he becomes. As you simply follow along with the questions, doing your best to answer honestly, and maybe for the first time in your life feel that it's not really an interview as much as a kind of a nice conversation about yourself. Any part of your life is reviewed with interest, the kind of things that you did before now, the kind of jobs you worked at, but also the kind of hobbies or things you do at home. What drives you? What makes you tick? What would make you the most happy? And there's some strange questions as well. Some of them almost feel inappropriate for a working place, and yet the atmosphere is so light. They feel kind of normal. For example, there might be a hint of questions about dominance and submission, about surrender and enjoyment of allowing your mind to wander so deep that you don't even notice. And there's many more questions as well. Even though you've been listening to this, there have been other things going on, and you've been answering those questions beautifully. Everything is going exactly according to plan, and while you sink deeper and deeper into a lovely trance, listening to the sound in the background droning on, allowing you to relax in the most comfortable way, you simply surrender. Because the deeper you go, the more I am aware of what you want to be. The more you surrender, the easier it is to find a perfect placement for a person such as yourself. And it can be all kinds of things. Even if the initial placement isn't perfect, we'll make sure to adjust, because we want you to be happy. A happy, comfortable worker is a very productive worker. I know that you have all kinds of amazing qualities, and I hope that we can inspire you to apply your mind, your creativity, even your emotions to the job at hand, to be the best version of yourself, so you can make us, me, proud. And do you know, we actually welcome people all the time, just as we allow them to grow and flourish, bloom within the company. There's all kinds of questions that you right now don't remember, and that's okay. By the time this is over, it'll feel as if you only just begun listening, hearing me talk about the outside and inside of the Nimja Ink offices, some memory of white and color and screens and plans, but that's about it. And that's completely normal, because the more you listen, the easier it becomes to let go of what doesn't really need to be remembered anyway. You can always remember to forget so that you can forget to remember. And while another member of your mind meanders through this moment, know that I'm looking forward to having you as part of our team. Who knows what role you'll fulfill? I'm sure it'll be a good one for all of us. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count back up again. You might feel a little disoriented as slowly the music will stop and you finally return back to your senses, to the world. You did have an interview, even if you can't quite remember every detail. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And welcome back. Thank you for your time.